So today happens to be Rose Forecash's birthday.
Haribo! Haribo!
Rose is known in some parts as ISKCON's mother.
Haribo!
Her daughter was living with her in Santa Barbara, her and Rose's husband, Sam. And one day, her daughter got a Back to Godhead magazine. And she read it from cover to cover. And she said, "Mom, I found what I was looking for." And she found the address of the Los Angeles Temple. And she told her mother that she's going. And she went. So, a weekend or two thereafter, Rose and her husband Sam went down to see what it was that their daughter was getting involved with. And she met the temple president, Karandar, and she told him, "If I find out that you people are doing drugs down here, you're going to be in big trouble." But gradually, by association, she realized how good and pure the devotees were. And at the same time, she perceived that the devotees didn't have much communication with their parents, which is understandable because what the devotees did was so different from what their conventional parents thought was normal, that most of the parents were very hostile to their children becoming devotees. But still, she wanted to help the parents to understand their children better. And so she formed the folk program, Friends of Lord Krishna. And she discussed the idea with Srila Prabhupada directly. He blessed the effort. And she arranged a dinner at New Dwarka for the parents. And she wasn't sure if anyone would even come. She was like very nervous and waiting. Then gradually, one after the other, cars started pulling up on Watsika Avenue and parking. And there's like a huge banquet, you know, tables and chairs and Rose spoke a little, and it was a tremendous success. And after that, she would keep in communication with the parents. She would send them letters. And some of the parents became very attached to her. In fact, Prahladananda Swami's parents became so attached to her that they moved nearby, just to be close to her. And she was also instrumental in sort of cultivating His Holiness Jayapataka Swami's mother and others. I wasn't even aware of it, but a few years ago when we were sort of cleaning out my parents' house in Glencoe, we found some letters from Rose. Yeah. Yeah, so she's very good that way with the parents, and then with the devotees, with the children, she and Sam were like their surrogate mothers and father, because, you know, I think in the whole community there is probably no one older than 23 years of age, So they were like the mother and father of the devotees. So, and since then she's been... Oh yes, one other thing I should say, that even her parents became Krishna conscious. She brought them to the temple, and her father went. First he said, "Pop, you're going to have to take your shoes off. You can't walk in the temple with your shoes on."
Okay.
And so he went in, he came in front of the deities, and he clasped his hands, he kneeled down, and he said, "My God, I've never seen anything this beautiful in my whole life." And then at one stage, then eventually her daughter, Lila Shakti, got married and she had a child. At one stage, she was distributing books in Santa Barbara with her daughter, her parents, and her grandchild. Like four generations. Yeah. And, you know, the little child would go up to people, and her father would be there, and whenever someone would take a magazine, he would clap. So it was quite a very special family.